Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Hello. How y'all doing?
How you doing?
All right. Well, hey, how y'all doing? This is Brother D, Big Red. Sorry, wasn't no technical difficulties. It was just me trying to get my life together. So, yeah. So you're trying to get my life right. Yeah. These things happen.
It is
the menu on Blog Talk Radio with Big Red. Big Red in the house. Brother B in the house. What up, y'all? What's going on?
House.
You know, definitely want to thank everybody across the map for all the love and support. Like last week, apparently a lot of people were listening. A lot of people, you know, want to thank you. You know, everybody across the United States, Russia, Canada, Egypt, you know, a few of you guys, thank you. It means a lot, you know, that we're, you know, somebody's actually, you know, listening in, and you can also chime in too, but if, you know, if you don't want to, I can understand, but it's good to know that, you know, there are people out there listening because, as I always say, communication is key, and I don't think we do enough of it as human beings, and if we do it, we don't effectively do it, and I think we need to bring back that whole art of communication and just talking to one another. Because, you know, it's amazing how, like, you know, some people may get off on the wrong foot on certain things, and then they talk about it and they say, well, I thought you were saying, no, I thought I was saying this. Oh, man, my bad. You know what I'm saying? That miscommunication thing can really screw things up, and things happen that don't even have to happen. So it's
and
a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Go.
Not because you
What's
were
up? You're breaking up.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah. You was going in and out, man. Going in and out.
Just like, I mean, you know, it's, you know, especially like with the age of the social media, like somebody can say something online and they may not necessarily, like, I noticed, and I think I do it sometimes. I think I'm sure some of us, we do it. It's like somebody might say something and they may not mean it that way, but we take it that way because, like you said, it's no communication. It's not, I can actually hear your voice or the tone of your voice or how you're saying something. You could be saying it online and may not be saying it in that type of way, but I might take it that way because of what I'm seeing or how I'm reading, because I'm reading it that way.
True. True
so,
that.
Like you said, we need to get back to that with, like I said, talking, getting on a phone, an actual phone and talking instead of typing everything and writing everything and texting me. Like I said, all of that is convenient, it's fine, but you can't get a true feeling of how a person feels or what they're saying, because once again, you're going to make your own interpretation of what they're saying and how they may be using the tone, because that's the way you're, you know, feeling it, but that person may not be necessarily saying it in that tone or doing that particular thing that they're doing on, you know, like to hurt a person's feelings or whatever. but you're going to take it that way because it's like you said, it's no, you're not speaking to that person. You're not actually talking with
them. It's true. That's like I said, man, you know, it's all about communication. Shout out to the United Kingdom. Cheers, mate. Cheers. And shout out to all my Greeks out there, Greece. I don't know any, you know, I got to reach out to some of my Greek people. I need to learn some words in Greek, the nice words. Because, you know, you always pick up the bad words in another language first before you pick up the good words. So I need to learn some good Greek words, you know. So, because I was like in high school, I was like, I think I was, what's that word you call it?
In Greek?
I had a lot of Greek friends. I had a lot of Greek friends in high school. And, you know, but they have my back. Like I said, you breaking up bad. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Hello? I know you sound you breaking up bad. You're doing something. Something's going on. My apologies, everyone. I don't know what's going on with Big Red right now.
You can hear me now? I sound better?
Yeah, what okay. You doing before? You playing with the cat?
No.
This damn cat alone.
I think it's the way my phone is positioned. Let me put it. I think we're good.
Yeah. Now. Sound like somebody else needs to get their life right.
Exactly. Got that right.
Once again, y'all, what up? It's the menu on Blog Talk Radio. Big Red, Brother B, guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. And let's just jump right in because we got about 50 minutes left. Shows that promote negative stereotypes and why. Okay, I got to jump in on this. I got to go first.
Okay.
I'm getting a little sick and tired of these shows that always make Arab people seem like they're terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really getting sick and tired of these shows where if you turn around, the Arab or somebody of that descent has to be some type of terrorist.
Right.
Stop it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're dragging it. Like, I think you reach, you know what I'm saying? It's extra.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you keep up these stereotypes, there are people out there that don't go outside, that don't do much of anything else, and all they do is live by the TV. So some of them, what they see on TV, because they don't expose themselves to the real world, they actually think that that's
mm-hmm.
what's going on in the real world.
Yeah.
So they'll get these preconceived notions when they turn around and see an Arab person, a person of, you know, Arabic or, you know, descent, and they are on a plane or they're on a bus. You know, like, some people look and they get scared. Like, I remember, you know, after, like, the whole 9/11 thing, like, there was this real anti-Arabic / Islam, yeah, Muslim, you know,
mm-hmm.
attitude. And it still goes on today.
And it's still going on, yep, it absolutely is.
And my whole thing is, no matter what the color, no matter what the color, race, creed, whatever you want to call it, anyone could be your enemy. So don't let media or these little bullshit stereotypes like have you thinking person is a bad person. Listen, I deal with people on the individual case-by-case basis. If you're an asshole to me, I'm going to be a couple of assholes to you. And that's just that. But if you're cool with me, then I'm going to be extra cool with you. Because that's just what it is. And I knew something was wrong with Big Red Phone because her call just dropped. Anyway, but yeah, I'll wait till she called back in. But I just feel that the stereotypes and the labeling of certain types of people really extra and are going a little bit too far. Because, like I said, anyone could be your enemy at any time. It doesn't matter what color they are. It doesn't matter what size they are. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. But anyone can pose some type of threat. So
right, absolutely.
So to actually put it out there, like, you know, it's just this one type of people, it's foolish. But, you know, we know TV does that to get ratings, and they like to, and TV and the media like to feed into fear.
Well, that's the producer, you know, that's the producers of the shows, the, you know, the producers, the directors. That's, you know, even in the, you know, some of the movies, they do the same thing. If you look at some of these, you know, the movies, they do the same things. And just like you said, that has to do a lot to do with after 9/11, because before that, if you notice, if you watch like TV shows or any movies before that time, they wasn't putting no emphasis on the Arab terrorists, or oh, they the ones that have the bombs and ate this and ate that. Like,
they,
you know,
really
they
didn't want them
really
on the. Listen, they really weren't getting jobs like that. Well, let's just call a spade a spade, and it goes for the Negroes too.
Mm-hmm.
Cats, you wasn't getting jobs like that until they found a fiendish way to portray you. Like, I don't remember too many Muslims or Arabs on American television until, like, after 9/11. So then, you know, now that they found, like, oh, good, we got an enemy, so we can make this work, or we can take this and we can spin this, and you guys are terrorists, and this is that and third. And I also blame some of these Arab and Muslim actors. Why would you? I mean, I understand it's your craft and it's a job and all that, but me, I wouldn't accept any roles like that. I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why? Like, mm-hmm. Why even accept a role that's making you or your people look bad or look, you know, look negative? Like, why accept that? Like I said, I mean, I understand people want to keep working. Understand, you know, to some people that this is their thing. Like, oh, well, I'm an actor and it's not about this and it's not about that. You're right. To a degree, it's not about it. But then at the same time, people do take shit to heart. Prime example.
Right.
I don't know. I'm sure there are people out there that watch Power. There's a show that, you know, 50 Cent produces on Stars. Now, there's this boy in the show. He is the son of, you know, he plays the son of one of the characters on the show. That boy is so good with that role that you hate. I kind of dislike him in real life, and I don't even know who he is. But, yo, there's a lot of the people out there that don't like that boy just because, and his name is Tyreek in the show, by the way. His name is Tyreek. He's the son, you know, of one of the main character, Ghost. One of the main characters, I would say. And, yo, he pissed you. What the shit he be doing? He pissed you off. Like, yo, listen, you go to Facebook or any other, yo, everybody, after the episode, everybody, like, I want to beat his ass. And this, that, and the third. And I'm like, damn.
Exactly.
But I feel like, yo, but I just feel like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But, yo, that means that's how good he is. And, see, there are other people out there that you see the same way that we're taking it. Like, we would see Tyreek in the street and just not like him. Don't even know the dude. Don't even know him. We just know him as Tyreek. But that's not his real name. That's his character. But we sitting up there saying, I don't like you, Tyreek. And he's like, that's not even my name. That's a show. You don't even know me. Oh, yeah, you're right. But I still don't like you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people take it that
exactly.
far.
Yep,
so
exactly.
So when you stereotype, there are people that take it that far. And that role that you play, you either may play it just that damn good, or just there's some people out there that is like, oh, yeah, many of these people are good, and you see how they what they do in TV and this is that and that. And in real life,
mm-hmm.
there's some people that just go by that, that they stick to that.
Right.
And it's sad. It's sad, Rex.
Crazy.
It's really easy, huh?
You know, the stereotype, you know, I don't, you know, a lot of times when you watch these shows, it's like with those reality shows, I'll get on that. that, you know, that's a big thing with these reality shows. You know, it's not just Love and Hip Hop. You got the Housewives one. You got, you know, it's not just, you know, people of color that do. You got the, you know, you have white people too that are just ratchet on, you know, and have, you know, little stereotypes with them on their little show. So for some of them, I've seen some of those shows where, you know, some of them white women be really going at it with each other just playing with black women. But it's once again, of course, being black, oh, that's the big thing. Oh, I want to be black. Oh, I'm going to act like, once again, like I always say, everybody want to be black, but everybody don't want to be black. Because guess what? I'm going to get that stereotype out there, especially with, you know, black women. Once again, why is it that we always have to growl? We always have to fight each other. We always have to, everybody got to be looking all crazy. Like, when I look at some shows, it's like, you know, black women are beautiful, but those women look unnatural because it's like everybody looks the same. Everybody got the same titty, same ass, same everything. It's like everybody looks the same. Same hair, same makeup. Everything looks the same. So, once again,
real quick, I just wanted to say it's so much for a reality show. Like, how real is it when everyone is so fake?
Exactly. So it's like, here we go. You already have, something, you know, stereotypes with us already. So here you go making those stereotypes look like they're true, and then you have, I'm going to say, people that, like you said, people that sit at home, or they just watch TV and be on the internet, they don't really interact with anybody else outside. So now you're thinking, yeah, that's how all black women are. All the black women, yep, they all just walk around and just look like that, and all of them act like that, and they fight each other. So once again, just as you said, now when you see a black woman, you're going to think, oh, that's how she acts. Oh, I'm supposed to treat her like this. No, not all black women act like that. Not all black women are loud. Not all of us are angry or mad. Now, I'm not going to say that, you know, I feel have reason to be a certain way, but not all of us are like that. That's TV. That's what you're seeing on TV. That's what they're putting out there, and they're putting it out there, and that's why I just don't understand it, even, you know, the black woman that produces the show. Like, how, just like you said, how can you sleep? My thing is, how can you sleep at night knowing what you're putting out there? Yeah, it's making you money, but what is your conscience saying?
Money. See, that's at the start, the middle, and the end of it. That's what it's all about. Because people will say, "Oh, I gotta feed my family," or "I gotta do this," or "I gotta do that." All right, check it out. Like back in the days, you know, you had, well, not just back in the days, but just now, period. People, cats will use excuses to be like, "Oh, well, I gotta feed my family, so I gotta go out here and hustle. I gotta go out here and do this." Like now, that means you gotta go out there and sell drugs just to feed your family, or you gotta go out there to what, degrade yourself just to feed your family. You see what I'm saying? It's in this country, I don't understand how it's okay to degrade yourself or demoralize the people just to say, oh, well, I have to feed my family, I have to take care of myself, or this is what I do, this is my art. Demoralizing yourself is not an art. Demoralizing yourself, you know, is not, that's not an excuse or a reason to, you know, feed your family. Because there's a lot of other things you could be doing to feed your family. You just choose not to do it because you actually have to work. And I feel that, you know, it's a shame that we rush to these excuses, which kind of just go back to when, you know, the white folk be like, oh, you Negroes is lazy. Or you people are lazy. Because there's certain things that we are just not willing to do or go through to make it happen. And you know, I'm not browbeating, you know, my people, but I know that we're better than that. Like, I know that we have standards, but it seems like throughout the years, you know, we are kind of losing that higher moral ground. Because it's interesting how, huh?
It's like we're moving backwards.
Yeah. It's like we, you know, I mean, you know, I remember, you know, and a lot of people talk about, you know, a few people talk about it, well, a lot of people talk about it actually, like how 90s, like 80s hip hop, 90s hip hop was just so different. You know, we went from the top and now we're bottom of the barrel. Like we went from, you know, kings and queens to, you know, bitches, hoes, and Negroes. You know, I don't understand, where did that come from? Like, I don't see other ethnic people demoralizing themselves in front of the camera for someone else's entertainment. But right now, you know, it just seems like it's black and Arab. Because if you see a Muslim or an Arab actor, usually 9 times out of 10, is someone either they're playing a terrorist or they're playing some type of law enforcement person to help, I have to say, the white people catch the Muslim terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's once again, it's the stereotype problem. It's like you were talking about with the reality shows. They're not reality. Mm-hmm. Like, I wish people would stop with that whole, oh, this reality. This is not reality. Like, what the hell makes you think that all that BS and fuckery that goes on is actually somebody's reality? That's just entertainment to get you to go out there and possibly make an ass out of yourself. That's something for you to go mimic because, I'm sorry, yeah, I'm going to say it. Some of you out there are not strong enough to find your own identity. So what you do, you identify with some dumbass character that you see on TV or that you hear in the music, and then you want to turn around and be like them when their life is not even really like that.
Nope. Yeah.
So you're a pawn in whose game?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's what I think. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then you stereotype, you know, you have to think of the, you know, of the children, you know, like the kids that are the young, and not the little babies, but let's think about the ones that are growing up, the teenagers, the young adults. And like I said, a lot of these young ladies watch these women. Like I said, these women that are on these shows are not no, you know, spring chickens. They're not 20-something years old. These women are like in their 40s, and a lot of them are in their late 30s and early 40s and late 40s. And you're
exactly
doing this, and you're doing this on, and a lot of them are, like I said, they're grandparents, grandmothers, and up here doing all this, and guess what? How do you think these kids are looking? And they're looking like, oh, well, that's how I want to act when I get older. You know, I'll act like that now. And then, like I said, a lot of these young men, they're seeing these things. And like I said, a lot of these young men, they don't know the first thing about approaching a woman, how to treat a woman, courting, or anything like that. Because I just asked my youngest the other day, I was like, do you know what courting is? And he was like, no. So I had to explain to him what courting is. So he doesn't know, because guess what? He's not looking at anything positive in terms of like the music or TV. So I have to be the one to correct that and tell him, listen, that's not how that goes. You know, bringing the girl to the house all the time, that's not, you know, you got to do something more than just bring a girl to the house.
But, Red, you know what's crazy? So you say courting to him, right? And you talk to him about that. But real talk, he'll go do that to some chick, and they'll be like, ew. Like, what are you doing?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And see, and then he'll be looking at you like, ma, you whack, ma. Like, I went out there and played myself because I was trying to be a gentleman when, you know, oh, then when they just wanted the savage. Like, you know what I'm saying? You tell him to go out there. You tell him to go out there and be all proper. And the chick look at him like, you stupid. Like, nah, man, come over here and smack my ass and make me twerk. Or something like, they don't.
But see, that's what I'm saying about when they got these shows and they, you know, they showing the, you know, the relationships with some of these men and women, and it's like I said, they're not young. A lot of them are not, you know, young adults. A lot of them are older adults. Like, I think one of those Love and Hip Hop, it was that guy, what was his name, one of them rappers, and he's living with one girl, got another girl, he got that one pregnant, the other one pregnant, then he got some other spots. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing?
Oh, he's a player.
And mind you, he had his son,
no.
Huh?
No, but, you know, cats out there be like, oh, he's the player. He played.
And then the women are just as stupid because it's like, y'all know about each other. And then you still mess with, it's like, oh, I got to see. It's like a competition now. Like, y'all all know about each other, so now it's a competition now. So it's like, all right, you know what? I got to see. I'm going to be the better baby mama than that baby mama. No. Y'all got to be kidding me.
See, you know my problem? All right. There are things that should not be shown. Like, all right, prime example. Remember that movie back in the days, The Show, where they basically made a movie out of I think it was the Hard Knock Life tour, or some tour that was going on with Def Jam. Remember that movie?
I'm trying to think.
The Show. It was with Redman, Method Man, Jay-Z, DMX. It was Rockefeller. It was when they was just basically doing it was like a movie / documentary on following, you know, everybody on tour.
I think I remember that.
Either way, when the movie first came out, I really wasn't a fan of it because there are certain things that you just do not or should not expose to the people.
Okay.
There's just certain things, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's certain things you just can't put out there for people to see, because then you have your people who will think like, oh, well, this is just what it is. But then you have other people that will sit back and be like, oh, well, this is how I'm living, and this is how it's going to be, and this is what I'm going to do. Like, they're going to emulate it. And not everything is to be emulated, because what works or what somebody else doesn't mean that you can do it. So I think once we started to expose people to, like, the inside life of, like, how some of these, you know, hip-hop artists may live or what they do when they're on tour, the same thing with R&B people. When you start to expose certain things that they do and see how they live, and some of them tweak it a little bit and throw some extra, you know, extra frosting on the cake, you know, people are impressionable, and they look at this, and they start to get their own thoughts. Well, in all reality, sometimes that's just not how it is. It's not really that way. So you're trying to, you know, live in you're trying to live in a make believe world. Or you're trying to make this make believe stuff real. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Stick to the script. I remember back in the days of Mr. Rogers, and they had King Friday. King Friday knew that it was the land of make-believe. He wasn't fronting, trying to say, like, it was real. Listen, it was what it was. People need to get on their King Friday shit. Yo, 5891.
What's up, everybody? What's up? How are you fine people doing this evening?
We chilling. Wait, hold on. You gotta mention King Friday. Listen,
yeah.
I may be showing my age, but listen, King, like I said, King Friday knew what was up. He knew it was the
King
land
Friday,
of course
he was.
And he was
King Friday
he wasn't
was
trying
hip
to
the jive.
Yep.
He wasn't trying to front. And King Friday knew what was up. Now, you know what? I'm glad we're having this show. I just wanted to say something about these things that's going on TV nowadays.
Spill it.
That concerns our people.
Spill it.
Listen, Have we taken a step back into the taken a step back 8 years ago or something like that? Again, I say this. We need to stop glorifying stupidity and ignorance. Look at these images on the, let's take a trip back in history. You know me, I love to go back in history. And I was watching the Unsung documentary on TV one time, and they were talking about the Jeffersons. How the Jeffersons were the first show to show black people who made it up, if you know what I mean. Because remember, the shows back then, there were shows, and I'm not saying that the shows are bad. Like Sanford and Son, they showed...
he was a jump man.
That
He was a jump man. Good times.
He was a jump
man. They were just surviving in the PJs.
Yeah, and good times, they were just surviving in the PJs, right. But then along comes the Jeffersons, where they showed George Jefferson being a successful black man who owned a business. He was a business owner who made it. Him and his wife, they went from their modest house in Queens to a deluxe apartment in the sky. And they finally got a piece of the pie.
And you know what was crazy? Not to cut across today, though, but he had an attitude. And they let it rock.
And it rocked well, because you know what? George Jefferson was someone who didn't bite his tongue. You know, that character, George Jefferson, was
the type of
person.
And he called you nigga in a minute.
He will call you nigga in a minute. He will call you all sorts of names. He will slam the door in your face. He would slam the door in your face in a heartbeat.
Yep.
And he ain't take no nonsense from nobody.
Yep.
He didn't take nothing from nobody.
But he didn't feel that he had to. Like, that's the thing.
Yep.
It's like, we didn't feel that, you know, he put that character out there because he felt that, you know what, enough is enough. Like, we done suffered enough. Enough is enough. I don't have to take no shit from you, because you know why?
Hell no.
Look where I live at. I could buy my wife 3 and 4 furs. I have people that respect me. Yeah, I'm black, but they respect me. And just like you said, coming from people not being respected or you not being respected, to, like, just like you said, good times, not really having that respect. To now look at me. I'm just as large as you are. I make just as much money as you are, and I can be respected.
Yep. And that was the thing. That's what the Jeffersons did. And years later, we saw the same thing with the Cosby Show. The Cosby Show, the Huxtables, both of them, they were both HBCU graduates. They went to a historical black college, even though Hillman was a fictional cop, but both Claire Huxtable and Heathcliff and Claire Huxtable went to a black college. They were black college educated, and they had careers. One was a doctor, another one was a lawyer. And their kids came out good. Their kids weren't out there running in the streets. See, and it scared people when that show came out, like, huh? They ain't showing no put-down stereotypes. But now, fast forward to, there was a time that you had a show called Different World, where it showed students at a black college. But now, look at these reality shows. Take a good look at these reality shows. And I'm not trying to diss anybody, but I'm just calling a spade a spade. Loving hip hop, basketball wise. What?
Well,
I
think, real quick, I think that when A Different World came out, then it really became a problem for Bill Cosby. And it really became a problem, because when A Different World came out, and people really started to get into it, like, blacks started enrolling in college. Like, more minorities started enrolling in college. And I think they had a problem with that. Like, I don't care who – like, if anybody wants to challenge it, you can say whatever you want to say. But anytime black people start doing something positive,
somebody
has to throw a negative one. Yeah, it has to be shut down.
Exactly.
I call it spade a spade, NYPD. There was a time where it was only a high school diploma, but then guess you had, you know, minorities, you know, Hispanics, blacks, and they were joining the force, because at that time, what was it? It was only for Irish and Italians. Let's not bite our tongues. Let's call a spade a spade. It wasn't for minorities. When minorities started, you know what I'm saying, jumping up in the mix, what did they have to do? they said, oh, well, let's throw the 60 credits in there because they ain't going to school like that. So you had to go get a degree to basically shoot people or do whatever
exactly.
you had to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm not like diminishing the job. I'm not saying anything negative
yeah.
about it. But listen, to those in uniform, don't be offended by the bullshit when you know it's true.
Exactly. Because you know
so,
what? And
you know
another
what I'm saying?
Thing too. Yeah, but now, Brother B, you know what else I wanted to point out too? Look at the image of the black woman. Take a
oh,
good
yeah,
look at
yeah.
the image of the black woman.
They're working hard. They're going hard to destroy that. And then there are black women that are feeding into it as well.
Exactly. Like these loving hip-hop, basketball-wise. It's like this. It's like you're not telling these young black girls that they could become something. You're showing them the, I'll have to say it, the ratchetness, the stupidity, the pettiness of it. Like showing that the black woman is so materialistic, like all they care about is money.
Yep.
All they care
yep.
about is getting pregnant by a basketball player or a football player, whatever have you. What in the
But you know what's crazy?
What is, yeah.
But you know what's crazy? I'm going to throw this at you. You know what I'm saying, K-Dope? Kim Kardashian will never be labeled. You could call her a derogatory name, but she will never be
right.
labeled a certain way because why? Oh, because she's white?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, but black women will be labeled a certain way. Black men will be labeled a certain way because what?
It's either you're a thug, and for a black
yeah,
woman, it's either a thot
yeah.
or ratchet. It's
yeah.
like you know
or you're a whore, or you know you're whatever, anything derogatory.
Exactly.
Except for, and some of us, once again, make these excuses. Well, I got to do what I got to do to pay the bills. Okay.
Hell no.
If that's how you feel, but see, guess what? While you're doing what you feel you're doing to pay the bills, somebody else is doing the same thing, and guess what? Either they're going to sit there and say, well, I do this because I like doing it. Some of them don't make excuses and say, well, I got to do this to pay the bills. They just do it because
exactly.
they like doing it. And then that's just that. You think of most of them, some of them Playboy chicks that's been doing centerfolds and running around, they ain't sitting there saying, oh, I'm doing it just to pay. Some of them just like, I do it because I like doing it.
Yeah, because
right.
they want to do it. Like,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
for example.
But you make an excuse, oh, I got to pay my bills. Listen, there's plenty other way to pay your bills other than being, you know, just making yourself look stupid in front of a camera.
Exactly. And you know what it is? They do that, you know, just for money and fame. And you know what's sad about it? You have girls out there copying off of these women. They're copying
oh,
off
yeah.
of them because they see these chicks going to the clubs, wearing the top brand name clothes, wearing all this stuff, and then after getting pregnant by an athlete. I'm not just going to say basketball player, but they go to the club just to chase athletes and just mess around and then get pregnant and collect that money. That's wrong. That's
or
not
maybe
the
not
that...
collect that money, have a whole bunch of get a whole bunch of backlash because, you know, listen, a lot of them basketball players, let them do getting dipped to the game. You
yep.
know why these things are rolling now.
Well, yeah,
exactly.
this is true. This is true, but at the same token, it's like the stereotype is already there. The sentiment, you know what I'm saying? Everything is already there. It's like, how do you undo what's already just been basically set in stone? Because the black woman is going to be looked at a certain way. The black man is going to be looked at a certain way. Like, when they tried to reboot Roots, listen,
yeah.
no. No.
No.
Like, you know what I noticed? When it comes down to tragedy, or when it comes down to like slave, like they always making money off slavery. Hollywood
oh, yeah.
is always going to keep trying to make. They're going to keep regurgitating the story of slavery.
Yeah.
They're going to keep regurgitating the story of how we may have did this or we did that or Egypt. They'll keep regurgitating these stories, but what I find interesting, we still don't get our props.
Nope. And you know what else?
We still don't get our props.
You see, the thing is. Like, when you look at how they try to make it, like, the black woman look cheap, I'm like, are you serious? Are you serious that you're making a black woman look like that?
But see, the flip side of it is why stoop to that level?
Exactly.
You know what
it
I'm saying?
Doesn't.
Why make yourself, why even accept? So, like, yo, listen,
why would you accept it?
Exactly, like Monsters Ball. That movie that Halle Berry did, where she won an Oscar for.
Oh man!
I would never watch that movie. I heard about it, and I would never watch that movie. That
it was
year,
degrading.
So Denzel Washington wins the Oscar for being a crooked cop, and Halle Berry wins the Oscar for basically getting her back blown out by a racist. Yeah. Okay.
No, but it's bad though, man.
I don't think you know. I understand certain people got to do what they got to do, but I don't think I would have accepted any type of honors for something like that. As fine as the actor is, Denzel is, and with certain roles that he has played, you give him an Oscar for playing a crooked cop.
Thank you. That's when he went.
Who got killed?
He was
at the end of the movie
for that. And you know what, Halle Berry, who's played in many great movies and many good movies, she never got nominated until she played that role in Monsters Ball. Even though,
yeah,
I will say, she gave a very the speech that she gave was so heartfelt, but still, she won the award for the wrong movie.
Would you like to expound on that, Miss Cherry?
How are you guys doing tonight?
What's
hi.
Up?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
All right, so I just want to make a little comment. I think we're talking about stereotypes of people on shows and things. I think the shows are really made for people outside our culture, because speaking for myself, when I look at TV and I see Basketball Wives and things like that, I can't really relate to that lifestyle, because being in the culture, we know we don't live like that every day. So these shows are created for other people who don't really want to get to know you, who rather just look at something and try to decide that they know about you and your people.
Exactly.
We all like nice things, but I'm not materialistic. I actually have a job. I work every day.
That's right.
These people on TV,
what?
You never see them really
what?
Doing
you a
work.
Black woman with a job? Oh.
They're not hustling and grinding like most of us have to. They sit there, and the biggest topic they want to discuss is who's sleeping with who, and her hair, she roll her eyes at me. Come on, we don't have time for that. Most of us do not have time for that.
Over-sexualized. You know what I'm saying? Everything is sex. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the only thing that we are good for. That's the only thing that you know, black women are good for is just, you know, twerking, shaking their ass, and being over sexualized. Like, come on now. Like,
exactly.
Let's get real. You know, I'm just like, and you know what's crazy? And when the Caucasians do it, it's not seen a certain way as to where when minorities do it, but I have to say, especially black women, because Spanish women go out there. And some of them with the voluptuous bodies and the things that they wear and all of that, they're not looked at like that. They're looked at like a tasteful, sexy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
When have you heard somebody just say, oh, that black woman looks tastefully sexy? They don't talk about black women like that.
And you know what?
They don't.
That black women. And now, I'm sure you notice some of these black women with these fake body parts. I'm like, oh my goodness. Come on now. Seriously?
Yeah.
A lot of these young men, and I've been seeing it for the last couple of years, they think that that's how a lot of women are built. They think that that's what a woman. No. Dog, look at your mother. That's not how women are built. Now, maybe some of their mothers might have some fake stuff going on, I guess, before they had them, but I doubt that. But the thing is, no, that's not how women are supposed to look. Like, no, her breast is not going to be perfectly rounded. Her behind is not going to be no perfect or jiggle or whatever the hell it is that they want to do. No, it's not going to look like that. They have that in their head, and they think that when they meet a woman, this is how she's going to look all time she's always going to have her hair done. Dog, that's a wig. Did she take that? Look, she's got cornrows and all kinds of that going underneath it. Did she take that wig off? You're not going to see her constantly with that wig on.
But you know what's messed up? You know what's messed up? Like I said before, when I first saw it, I said, we have taken, you know, and I'm so glad that the sister said this about, you know, it's not made for us. But unfortunately, we have many of our young women looking at these shows with such joy and fun that they want to become like those women.
Uh-huh.
It's sad. That's the sad part about it. You want to become
just like
these girls that they think that's the life. Going ahead and get pregnant by some athlete and get that money because he's giving you all that money. Meanwhile, you're still living in the projects.
Like, how do you make a show? What is that show? Real quick. There's a show called In High School and Pregnant or something like that. There's some weird show that they add out there. Like, and I'm like, how do you exploit that? Like, that's not something that should be put out there as being cool.
You're talking about the 16 and pregnant show, right?
Yeah.
But I noticed there's a lot of white girls in that show.
They got 16 pregnant. What is it? 16 and pregnant OG. So that means the ones that were 16 and pregnant, now they like in their 20s. So it's like it's called OG. So now they got them with the kids. It's they done went a whole other direction with that show now.
Now, well, hold on. I gotta stop you guys because the original media whore / stereotypical / or whatever. It's the hot rod, everyone. Everybody, it's the hot rod.
From applause when he come on.
Exactly.
But hello, everyone. Before I get started, Big Red, I'll be there tonight. So you better have some vodka, some tequila, some turkey, some collard greens, some vodka again, some Long Island iced tea, all of that.
I'm gonna have it all.
That's right.
Don't worry about the mac and cheese. I'm okay. I'm lactose now.
Oh, damn.
You can keep that.
Oh my God.
I'm listening to what everyone is saying, and I agree, but something I'm going to say that upset everyone, but that's me anyway. TV shows are giving out a stereotype about black people or other type of race, but I'm not upset with these shows, even though I can't stand the shows like you guys, like Love & Hip Hop or anything like that.
Right.
I don't blame the network of broadcasting them. If they're making money and people are watching it and loving this crap, they're going to keep entertaining it. They keep showing it to us.
Of course.
I keep telling people over and over again, like, yes, we people are upset with Love & Hip Hop, but guess what? People are still watching it. If people are not watching it, they will cancel it right away. And NBC and other networks had put on shows that was like, you know, positive towards the black community, black sitcom, and guess what? People didn't watch that. Go figure.
Nope.
Because they don't believe
that it's real. I remember when the show came out, there was black people that were saying, oh, that's not real. How are you going to have a woman that's a black woman that's a lawyer and the husband is a doctor? That's not, and their kids that's not real.
Well, like Miss Cherry said, she's a black woman with a job. What? That's impossible. Who heard of that?
Of course.
It's impossible. Come on.
No, you're right.
But it's real. It's out there. It may be far and few, but we don't highlight that type of behavior within our community.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
Let's just say this. And Hot Rod, I'm sure you'll agree with me. Anything that is negative sells.
Yeah. Controversy sells.
The crap sells.
Yeah. But why do we always have
stereotypes? Well, let me ask about another stereotype. We can still keep talking about that one, but what about another stereotype? Like with Spanish people or Mexicans, they always got to be, the coke. You know, they always with the coke and the drug. Like they always, it's always.
Oh, they always the drug dealer. Yeah.
The drug.
That's
a perfect example. Donald Trump say that. Everybody believing that. But at the same time, they went to Taco Bell's and Mexican restaurants to eat their food.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. Them folks love the Mexican food.
And fly over there and take trips over there. So,
right, exactly. Yeah. They always take trips over there. And then, like I said, Orange want to build the wall and all that other stuff. But, you know, like I said, not all of them are like that. And, like, he must have watched a lot of movies, too. Maybe he's seen that movie. What was that movie back?
Scarface? Yeah, maybe he got mad on Scarface.
Yeah, but it just takes that.
Yeah,
funny,
even like with Puerto Rican people, even at, like all of them carry knives and they always, you know, they always want to cut somebody. You know, like, that's the stereotype that they put out.
You're right.
But sadly, you have that 1% that carry on that stereotype. And that was get blown up on, you know. You do have that one Mexican who's a drug lord or a Puerto Rican that carry a knife. That's how you see a Jamaican with dreadlocks, you think he's smoking weed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the stereotypes that people live on, unfortunately.
Right. And they always put them, you know, and they put them out there in the movies and stuff like that. So just like you said, people, you know, they take it to heart like that.
Well, like Brother B said, people relate to that, and that's the sad part.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Overall, when you see a Muslim on the street, the first thing that comes to your mind, like, does he or she carry a bomb? Is this person a terrorist? Mm-hmm. It's like, why is that the first thing that comes to your mind? Whether
right.
you're joking or not.
That's what they put out there.
Real quick, I had to take a X-ray class for my job, and one of the instructors started saying something under his breath, like, you know, oh, I'm going to get my 76 virgins, and today is a good day to die, and this is that, and the third. And after the class, he was like, yo, didn't you hear what I was saying? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, you didn't think that was suspect? I said, no, I didn't, because what you were doing was basically perpetuating a stereotype, and not all people, like, who, I'm not going to entertain your chatter, because...
Uh-huh.
As a white man, you saying that, it means nothing to me. If you was a Muslim saying that, it doesn't mean nothing to me. Because, once again, I'm not going to entertain your chatter. When I see you do something, then that's your ass. But I'm not going to entertain, you know what I'm saying, your bullshit. Mm-hmm. But what I find interesting is what happens if he was singing a country folk song. If he was singing a country song, it could have been the same thing or something I didn't pick up on. But the whole thing is this. The stereotypical shit somewhere along the line has to change and it needs to stop. We as a people need to stop feeding into the stereotype and stop giving them the rope and jumping in the noose. We have to.
I agree, but people love this type of nonsense. They love negativity. Well, they can't. When they look at their own life, I'm like, wow, Big Red life is better, is worse than mine. So good for her, you know. That type of stuff. There will always be people that don't like you. There are people that do not like you for whatever reason.
And this is true. But my whole thing is, once again, I Ice-T, at one point he was like, I'm not doing these movies anymore and playing these roles because that's what they keep thinking of us. So what did he do? He went to Law & Order and he was like, yo, I'm playing the cop. You know,
yeah.
he switched the narrative for himself. We can all do the same thing. Look at Snoop. All the shit that he was talking and doing back in the days, now all of a sudden, look where he's at now. He's on some different shit. He's on TV with Martha Stewart. I mean, come on now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we have to evolve.
Martha Stewart went to jail, not Snoop Dogg. And that's ironic about it.
Yeah, exactly.
A white woman
exactly.
went to jail, and not
she was
dog.
Gangster. Yeah, she
exactly.
You can't say Martha Stewart is gangster. I don't care what anybody said. She went to jail. She did her little bit. She know what she did.
Mm-hmm.
She know what she did. And she came out of jail, and she came back out on top. Still making
exactly.
money. But me,
damn,
and you couldn't do that. Me and you couldn't do that.
None of us could have done that.
Nope, we couldn't do it at all, you know. So I mean, it is what it is. But I really think that we need to think more about the things we say we do and the roles that some of us are willing to portray, because the whole thing is, yeah, the youth are watching. And it's like, if we're not teaching them anything of any positive or giving them anything logical, moral to grow on, then what? We just going to have a bunch of people out acting stupid? But
you know,
like,
that's
getting worse
right now.
So we got less than 90 seconds. Hi Rob, what's going on for tomorrow?
Quickly, I was gonna do a quick show tomorrow night. I'm going to talk about Serena Williams on the GQ cover Men of the Year magazine. I have my problems with that issue. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's another. That's a
woman
topic. Yes.
Being on a man magazine as Man of the Year. I have suspects about that, but that's all.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Miss Cherry, thank you for calling in. K-Dog. Hot Rod, Big Red.
It's a pleasure.
Everybody have a great week. Enjoy your holidays. Don't eat or drink too much. And if you do, just make sure you do it at home.
That's right.
Don't make any more babies. And to quote one of my favorite cartoons, don't forget the gravy.
Don't forget the gravy.
All right, so y'all have a good one. Peace and love, everybody. Thanks again.
Good night, guys.
Good night, people.